You are listening to KG Moeketsi on SAFM.
12 minutes past 10 on SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide. We're focusing on the manifesto of Action SA with the party's premier candidate for Gauteng, Funzi Ngubeni. Gauteng is one of the provinces that are highly contested with the biggest challenges. What is he and his party bringing to us as the residents of this province? And what would he say will give them, as Action SA, the extra advantage over other parties? He joins us in the studio. Funzi Ngubeni, good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you very much, KG, and good morning to you and good morning to the listeners of SAFM.
It's a contested space, Gauteng, for many, many reasons. Outside of the already existing challenges, the biggest problem that you face with Gauteng is also the issue of perception. People around not just the country, but the continent perceive this as the place of opportunity. And there's a lot of migration into this province because everybody is coming to chase an African opportunity in the richest, as they call it, the richest square mile in Africa. What do you bring to the table? Good morning.
Yeah, no, thank you very much once again. Look, as Action as a KG, we do appreciate that there's so many things that needs to be done. And there's so many challenges that are facing our people, and we thought it's very important that we must highlight these few priorities for us, because the first thing that we want to do is to start growing the economy, not only of Gauteng, but grow the economy as of South Africa, but Gauteng being the core of that. But you can't just grow the economy. You need to grow the economy that creates jobs. Because as you are correctly saying, people are coming into Gauteng to look for jobs and to look for better opportunities. So our first priority is to grow the economy. And we are saying by 2029, we should have managed to grow this economy by more than 5.9% of the GDP. Secondly, we are saying we need to resolve the energy crisis, your load shedding. And it's great that we are over 20-something days without load shedding now. But we have to look at a sustainable resolution of this energy crisis and not just rely on pumping diesel into the infrastructure and ensuring that we have a sustainable solution. Number three, we are saying it's important that as we grow the economy, as we resolve the energy crisis, that we also look at empowering the previously disadvantaged. We know that South Africa remains a very unequal society in the world today. We know that majority of our people are still in poverty. We know that young people in the main are still sitting at home without skills and not without any future. Fourthly, we are saying we need to restore the rule of law in South Africa, and particularly in Gauteng. We need to ensure that we stamp out corruption, that we fight the scourge of drug abuse and gender-based violence, that we are able to then, as a last point, KG, to say we want to secure our borders.
I want to go through all of those points because, you know, there's many points that you've gone through. But, you know, at top level, the first thing that I want to talk is the fact that obviously your competitors are, you know, are themselves claiming to be in it to win it.
Yeah.
Lesufi from the ANC here for Gauteng, Ndlozi for the EFF, your former home of the former of the DA has Solim Simanga, Rise Mzansi has Vuyiswa Ramokopa, who herself said the other day that she plans to boost the economy of Gauteng by creating 600,000 jobs, who they used to call as the Sushi King, Kenny Gunene for the Patriotic Alliance, just but to name a few. What do you think gives you as a person the edge above those characters, but also particularly Action SA, as largely really a new party, because it's not tested yet in terms of delivering at a provincial level? What do you think gives you the edge, and why is it that Gautengers should consider putting their X next to a party that is really largely untested or hasn't previously done anything for us as citizens?
Yeah, I was at the IEC Code of Conduct signing ceremony, and there was about 53 parties that will be contesting in Gauteng. Indeed, there's, you have named some of them. For us, KG, we are saying we are fielding a candidate that has experience in governance. I've been in the as a councillor from around 2014.
As MMC for Transport, Finance and Development Planning.
Absolutely. I've got that experience, humbling as it is, but yeah, it's an experience that I'm bringing into this job. I've been an activist for almost entire, you know, youthful and adult life. And over and above that, I'm not working alone. I'm working with a team of leaders from national up until to the province that has experience in various fields of whether you look at here in Gauteng, we've got people that have, you know, private sector experience, but people that have worked in government in the health department, people that have worked in government also in the police and so forth. So we've got, we are bringing in teams of people that have worked both in the private sector and also in the government sphere. But our policies themselves and the work that we have done when we were in government, you know, set us apart from some of our competitors. I mean, our president, Mr. Herman Mashaba, who also have been in the private sector before, built his own businesses during the dark days of apartheid. He also has an experience in governance, having been the mayor of the city of Johannesburg for 3 years. And while I was working with him, we managed to really try to turn around the city of Johannesburg, as it were. So that experience on its own and the achievement that that we are proud of when we were still in the city of Johannesburg gives us an edge ahead of our competitors.
I have to go to a commercial break, but I want to give you a chance to apply your mind to this question as I go to break so that you can respond to it when I come back from break. What do you say to those that say about both yourself and Mashaba that as much as you claim to have governance experience, largely the experience that you did gather, you gathered under the leadership of the DA. You didn't gather that leadership under the banner of Action SA. So what is it that is going to be markedly different, you know, because you can't run away from the fact that people are saying, there are people who are saying Action SA is a different version of the DA. So what is going to be markedly different under the Action SA umbrella that you both bring on the table? And apply your mind to that question. I'm going to go to a break and invite you also to call in on 086-000-2032, 086-000-2032, and ask questions to Action SA's Gauteng Premier candidate, who's my guest in the studio this Friday, Funzi Ngubeni. We'll be back with your calls and Funzi Ngubeni in a short while.
Hashtag SAFM Talking Point.
Welcome back. It's 10:23. In case you just joined the conversation, we've been in conversation with Funzi Ngubeni. Funzi Ngubeni is Action SA's premier candidate for the province of Gauteng. We're focusing on Action SA this Friday. I asked before we went to break, Funzi, you know, the question relating to both yourself and Mashaba's experience that you so glowingly put on the table regards the work that you both did here in Gauteng. He has mayor. In fact, you replaced him as mayor when he left.
I was actually a candidate, but there are DA councillors that voted against me.
Oh, yes.
And voted for Jeff Makubu that time.
It's South Africa. A lot happens every day. In fact, somebody was saying there's 36 hours in a 24-hour cycle in South Africa.
Yeah.
So my point, though, is so that work that you both did under the banner of the DA. So again, again, it goes back to the point that the ones that are saying your work as Action SA is untested. So what is going to be markedly different?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, there's no doubt that at least for me, I'm proud of what we achieved when I was working under the DA mayor, who was Herman Mashaba. I also worked, by the way, KG, under the mayorship of Mpho Phalatse, but then we were Action SA. Look, the thing is that what makes us different from other political parties, it's also in our policies and how we are driving issues. But I also want to sort of claw back to the issue of political will of the leaders that we have in the country, because there's so many challenges. And if you look at the manifestos, they are almost similar in many instances.
Mm-hmm.
But the political will and the implementation of these policies is what has been lacking. Here we have a leader, Herman Mashaba, for an example, that even when the DA during our term was saying to him, the issue of insourcing is not our policy. You can't implement it under your mayorship of the DA. He went ahead and said, but this is giving dignity to our people. And if it's not your policy, DA, we suggest that you make it your policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And we went ahead and implemented insourcing. In fact, he's the only mayor, only political leader in South Africa that has implemented insourcing in this country of cleaners and of security guards. But also look at the our offering in terms of securing our borders and ensuring that we clamp down on illegal immigration. We have been quite consistent, even when he was the mayor and a lot of people were criticizing him, calling him xenophobic. In fact, the ANC reported him to the South African Human Rights Commission, and he was actually found not guilty, or he was, you know, because he was basically asking for the constitution of the country to be respected. What we are saying is that if you come to our country, come through the right channels. And once you are in our country, respect our laws.
So what are you going to do with the foreigners that currently are in the province of Gauteng?
Look, it's important for us, and that's a national offering that we are making in our manifesto, that we are going to deport all those that
are illegal
in our country. Yes.
Mm.
We are going to work with those that come into our country legally. We'll actually give them a red carpet, because we need investment in this country, local and international. And it doesn't matter where it comes from, whether it comes from Zimbabwe, or it comes from China, or it comes from Russia.
Mm.
That investment is needed so that we can be able to then get our people employed. We need those factories that have been left abandoned to be opened. That can only be opened if we get this investment coming to our country. That's why I'm saying we'll have a red carpet for investors. We'll have a red carpet for people that come in with critical skills that will be able to assist the country to move forward. But those that are in the country legally, those that have bought IDs from Home Affairs officials who are corrupt, we are going to be able to say, let's audit this, let's check your status, and if you don't belong or you don't have the papers to be here in South Africa legally, we have to do a mass deportation of them and send them back to their countries. That's what we are saying, and we have been saying this consistently. It's not something that Mashaba is saying it because it's elections. He has been consistent since he was the mayor, when we were dealing with illegal immigration in the city, but also dealing with hijacked buildings that we found when we got into the city.
One of the things you said at the beginning of our conversation was the fact that your biggest priority is to grow the economy in Gauteng. And you talk now of mass deportations of foreigners that don't necessarily have the right skills that you'll require to grow that economy. I want to find out what kinds of things do you want to do to boost the economy of Gauteng, and what kind of audits have you done in terms of assessing the right and or necessary skills to grow that economy, so that it helps you decide on that quote-unquote mass deportation that you're going to do, meaning who do you keep and why, and who do you let go of and why?
Yeah, and we must all acknowledge, and I think South Africans have already acknowledged that the economic policies that have been implemented for the last 30 years in the main have contributed to our people being leveraging in poverty now, and many of them being unemployed. 12 million of our people unemployed. So we want to bring in
12 million and counting.
And counting, Khomotso, you know, and quite sad because young people, for example, who are leaving, who are actually graduating and passing matric, you know, some of them have graduated and they're sitting at home. Some of them, yes, we know that they've dropped out maybe at grade 10, at grade 11, for various reasons. What we are saying, and it also talks to growing the economy by 5.6%, is that we want those young people to participate in the economy. Basically, what we are saying is that they need to have an opportunity in life. So we want to introduce what we call national voluntary services for those young people. Because we are talking about...
what
about
does that entail, the national... That national voluntary service. Hold that thought of the national voluntary service, because I'm being told I have to go to news headlines, and then you can respond to that national voluntary service question when we come back from the news headlines. It's 10:30.
Conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
If you just joined us, we are in conversation with Action SA, specifically Gauteng, a premier candidate for Action SA. Funzi Ngubeni is my guest in the studio. You were talking about what you call National Voluntary Service. What's that?
Yeah, almost a year we have acknowledged that young people in the main end up at home, sitting at home, doing nothing. And we know that in the past there used to be a national service that used to be offered by previous governments. Here we are making it voluntary. We are saying young people who are at home, who have dropped out or who have finished their matric, but there's no pathway for them to go to tertiary, that we must absorb them into the army, we must absorb them into the police, into health services, to go there and gain experience. And for a certain amount of time, then they can leave that voluntary service and go into the market and look for jobs. And that is an intervention that we are giving to young people who are sitting at home. But there's also a view that a number of people...
So they come into the army, for example, they gain a skill in the army.
Yes.
And if they decide they want to go, then they can go. So what happens to the army after they go?
Look, the army can also still absorb them because we need to grow our army. That's another subject altogether. You know, we need to grow our police.
Okay.
The number of police we have on the ground is not enough to dealing with crime that is happening.
Sure.
Those are things we need to really invest in. Instead of investing in VIP protection services for VIPs and politicians, we need to put our budget into things that will impact the lives of our people. So
if you were to be premier, you wouldn't want blue lights.
No, in fact, when I was an MMC in Johannesburg at some point I really thought it's an unnecessary, service.
You didn't have...
And I was driving myself, yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of people who want to talk to you, by the way, so that's why I'm rushing you.
Okay.
So we get to the calls. Sbusiso in the Northern Cape, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yes.
Yes. No, I wanted to ask them, maybe I can say their idea. Yeah, sure. But the problem now, why are they going back to join the DA? Because it looks like there's something that is not right. Mashaba left the DA, but now he's going back to work with them again.
Okay.
What is there that is going to be fixed now?
So you're talking about the Moonshot Pact?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to listen to your response on the radio, Spoo?
Yes, I can.
Okay. The Moonshot Pact. Do you want to respond
yes,
to Spoo?
Yes, it's called a multi-party charter.
Okay.
The Moonshot Pact came with the Steenhuisen, and we called him to order.
Mm.
Look, I mean, there's no doubt that there's going to be, there are areas where going to be coalition, and but it must be clear, Khomotso, to all the listeners and to the voters, that Action SA is contesting to win outright.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly here in Gauteng, I can speak for myself as the premier candidate. We are contesting to win Gauteng.
You don't want a coalition or marriage of any kind?
Ideally, I wouldn't want that because our policies are quite firm, are quite practical, and we will be able to implement them very quickly without having coalition partners. But in the event that voters themselves decide to give us a coalition, and I'm quite confident that the voters this time will choose Action SA as a leading party in that coalition, that we will work with these parties. We already started having conversations with the DA, with the Freedom Front, with the ACDP, with IFP.
So you're saying if you were forced to here in Gauteng, you'd get into a coalition with the DA?
We'll get into coalition with the DA, we'll get in coalition with the IFP, but by the way, we're also open to other parties that are not in this pact at the moment, because other parties have said to us, look, we want to firstly see how many seats we are getting, mm-hmm. and then we'll talk to you. So we are open to talk to many other parties that will be, except the ANC. We are not going to work with the ANC, and that we have been very clear
about. So that's the only party you're not willing to get into a coalition with. Colin in Cape Town, good morning.
Good morning, Kathy and your guest. You know, yesterday I heard on the radio these foreigners that we've got here. They reckon there's billions of rands leaving our country. They estimated about 600,000 foreigners have got spaza shops and hair salons right around the country. Now you can imagine the money that's leaving this country. And I heard your guest talking about illegal foreigners are going to get rid of. Well, that's a very good thing. That's a very good thing. And I'm just giving that figure now because I heard yesterday on RSG, the business people talking about it. The military is a very, very good idea. But they must remember one thing. If you do training for 2 years or something like that, and they leave the military, those recruits must be recorded what position they left the military, and they must go on to reserve list.
Okay. Okay, Colin. Do you want to respond
to
Colin?
Yeah, no, he is quite right about the illicit products and goods that are coming into our country. Most of them counterfeit.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're looking at clothes that are being sold in the inner cities of municipalities here in Gauteng, whether you look at food that is being sold in spaza shops, most of it is counterfeit. It actually makes our people sick. It kills young people in townships and endangers the lives of our children. So those are things that we want to clamp down on. And by the way, the main problem is with Home Affairs. That department is dysfunctional. Minister after minister have come in promising to resolve and reform Home Affairs. And the corruption that is happening there, it's unbelievable. So our view is that anyone that's printing falsified IDs and giving free pass to foreigners, illegal foreigners, we must treat them as having committed treason. And we must arrest them and keep them in jail forever. Because they are basically compromising the safety of South Africans. We don't know what else these foreigners are bringing through our borders, whether it's guns and bombs. We don't know how much money they are taking out of the country into funding, wars and whatever. We don't know. But people that are doing that are South Africans, some of them, and we need to make sure that we treat them as criminals and deal with them harshly.
It's treasonous to print IDs and passports, according to Action SA. We're going to continue our conversation with Gauteng Action SA Premier candidate Funzi Ngobeni, who is our guest in the studio, in a short while.
You are listening to KG Mweketsi on SAFM.
10:40, we're in conversation with Funzi Ngobeni, who is Action SA's Gauteng Premier candidate. The Amapanyazas, before we continue to go back to the calls, one of the things that you have said is that you plan to dismantle the Amapanyazas, the militia known as the Amapanyazas, to tighten security and control crime in society. In spite of what Banyaza Lisufi is saying is a job creation opportunity for the so-called Amapanyazas. Do you want to comment on that, Funzi?
Khomoza, when I campaign on the ground, I always say to voters that they must give us 5 years.
Mm.
And if we disappoint them and we don't, or we fail to implement priorities that we have committed on our manifesto, they must vote us out. I think the ANC have been in power for 30 years now. And for 30 years, they've destroyed the economy. They've destroyed jobs. And now, 29 years now, with
30 tomorrow.
With 30 tomorrow, they are now running around like headless chickens, trying to, you know, show as if they are creating work, show as if they care about South Africans, and using state resources to do so. To us, that's not correct. It's really you know, criminal for them to be doing so. But we'll be able to find out when we get into government on how much money they've used to really you know, to campaign for the ANC. The Amapanyaza, it's an idea. It's a good idea to say let's augment the police that we have, boots on the ground. But it has not been done properly. Why it has not been done properly? I mean, you'll remember that it was announced around March, April. It was only legalized by the Minister of Correctional Services in November. For all those months, you know, sort of, they were operating illegally. They were not trained properly. They are a danger to themselves and they are a danger to us as residents. So we are saying we will dismantle them for the purpose of taking them back into training, and then we can be able to send them into municipalities. We think that they will be more efficient there. Remember, the provincial government doesn't have the constitutional right to run police. You know, it's not the competency of the province. The province can only do oversight over the SAPS. So for us, they will be more efficient if they work with Metro Police. But they need
to
be trained.
So what do you say to the ones that are saying, for example, with regards to the SAPS, the anti-NAF police services, to make sure that they service a crime-ridden province like Gauteng?
Yes, that's why I say it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not executed properly. For us, they need to be at the ground, at the grassroots level. They must be working with Metro Police. They must be working with private security firms that are on the ground. They must be working with, you know, patrollers, who by the way, have become the, you know, the last defense for our residents on the ground. So they need to be located there so that they can be able to exercise the powers that are there within municipalities.
While we're there, how do you guys deal with crime? What is your strategy around crime?
I mean, there's so many things that we have to do. Firstly, we need to ensure that this coordination between all the law enforcement is there. We need to make sure that SAPS, you know, the private security firms, the Metro Police, your patrollers on the ground, community-based policing, all that needs to work in a coordinated way. From the province point of view, we'll do an oversight on that to ensure that that happens. There's a law that allows us to intervene and work with municipalities under COCTA, a constitutional right that is there for us to coordinate all these efforts of municipalities to fight crime. But most importantly, we need to professionalize police services. We need to hire the right people at the top, in the middle. We need to hire right people, even policemen themselves.
So have you done the skills audit regards particularly the issue of policing to know how much skills you do have that are enough for you to, you know, to boost the police service?
What we're saying is that we need more boots on the ground. We know that it's not enough. We have done that calculation to say we know that even the police stations that we have here in Gauteng are not enough. So we need to build more police stations. We need to build more, even mobile police stations in areas where we are unable to build, you know, brick and mortar structures at the moment. But we also need to make sure that those police stations are capacitated.
Okay.
You can't have a situation where police stations do not have vents and their phones are not working. When there's load shedding, you can't be able to access a police station. So we need to deal with those basics so that we can be able to start fighting crime.
The Amapanyazas drive BMWs, but that's a separate discussion. Ndlandla in KZN. Hi, Ndlandla.
Hi, KG, and hi to the guests. KG, I'd like to ask a question. Firstly, as a premier candidate for housing, seeing that you are being in coalition with the DA, aren't you going to call the people in Gauteng who come from other provinces, the refugees, like the DA people used to call them in Western Cape, because because those are the denialists of the colonial land dispossession and all that. And speaking on that, what is your plan in terms of economic recovery? And is that plan, where is that plan placing African people, indigenous African people? Are we coming there to be accommodated as workers, not as owners of factories and land owners? What is your plan with the land? Because in your first comment, you said there's inequality in this country, but what is your plan? Because DA is not part of that. DA is a denialist when it comes to that. Yet you are in coalition with that very same DA.
Okay.
Why are you not in coalition with parties that are not denialist, that are accepting? That are the very reason why the people like Mashaba left the DA, the people like Lindi went to leave, because DA is a denialist.
Okay, Ntanza, don't hog the spotlight. Let him answer and then listen to your answer on the radio, and we allow other people to get through. Do you want to quickly respond to Ntanza?
Yeah, look, I mean, and I'm not going to speak for the DA. They must answer for themselves. We are not in a coalition with them now. We are in a multi-party charter. We are contesting as an individual party, an independent political party. We want to win outright majority here in Gauteng. But if the people of Gauteng gives us a coalition arrangement, we'll go into a coalition with the DA, with the IFP, with the ACDP. We'll go into a coalition with other parties that are not in the pact that are willing to work with us. The only political party we're not going to work with is the ANC. And if the caller is inclining to say that we must work with the ANC, we are saying to you, unfortunately, that's not going to be. ANC is a problem to many of the issues that we are currently trying to resolve.
But there's something profound that Ntanza said around the issues of living in the most unequal society in the world, and your take on the issue particularly of land in a place that is as overpopulated as Gauteng is. Do you want to give me your take on that?
Absolutely. And we are quite clear that there's a correlation that's there currently as we speak between race and access to opportunities. And it still exists, and anyone that claims that it doesn't exist is living in another world. That is why we are for economic empowerment, inclusive economic empowerment. That is why we are saying, even for people that are not working at the moment, who are excluded, who are black in the main, we need to bring them into the economy. That's why we are introducing Khomotso Universal Basic Income Grant or a Basic Income Stimulus.
Mm.
It's precisely because we want to bring black people into the economy that have been subjected to poverty by the same ANC that probably the caller is saying we must work with. So we are saying that those people need to be brought into the economy so that they can be able to have money that can be able to sustain them on a daily basis. So we are saying we are going to introduce a universal basic income grant that will give monthly cash transfers of about 790 rand in the first year. We are going to give our people 1,101 rand in the second year. In the third year, we're going to increase it to 1,622 in the third year. And this is to enable people that are sitting at home to come into the economy and participate, to be able to go to the shop and buy airtime, to be able to go to an internet cafe and submit your CVs and so forth. So,
but what about employment? Because jobs give people dignity.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
What about employment?
That's why we are saying, for us as Action SA, in the 5 years that we'll be in government, don't judge us by the number of people that are on the social grant list.
Mm-hmm.
Judge us by the number of people that we remove there and that we remove from the social grant list, we get them into the employment, sustainable employment. That is exactly what we are doing. And that's what we are saying. We are going to create 4.8 million jobs in the 5 years period. And those jobs will be created mostly for these people. So we are not saying that this universal income grant will be there forever. We're not saying social grants must be there forever for our people, but they must be there to sustain those that cannot be able to help themselves.
Those 4.8 million jobs, I've got a minute before I have to go to break. Those 4.8 million jobs that you want to create, how exactly?
Absolutely. We have put a plan together that will ensure that in each and every year, we create the number of jobs that will take us to 4.8 million at the end of this. So issues that...
But how?
Yes, we are saying we are going to get the private sector into running these abandoned buildings. Remember, as I said, Khomotso, most of our people who are unemployed are unskilled. They've been retrenched, even 35-year-olds that are sitting at home. So once we get these factories running, which will be able to attract many people at once. Manufacturing will be able to get many people at once.
Is that a fact that though that most of them are unskilled? Because there's also a lot of graduates that are at home. But Zelma is telling me I have to go to break.
Yes.
Because those graduates, they're also there. I have a nephew who's got 2 degrees, who's sitting at home and can't get a job. But Zelma says I have to go to break, but we'll come back with you.
Conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
And as I look at the time, I've got 6 minutes to round off my discussion with Funzi Ngobeni, Action SA's Gauteng Premier candidate. I've got callers, I've got voice notes. I'm going to try and compress everybody and so that I can allow Funzi to respond. So I'm going to allow the callers to get through first. Please, when you get through, just get to your point very quickly so that we can allow as many people to get through and then give Funzi the space to respond. Mawande in the Eastern Cape.
Okay, thanks, ma'am, for the opportunity. I'm a person who is visually impaired with a disability, and I know that FNSA has accommodated in their party list people with disabilities. What percentage have they given to people with disabilities to go to parliament? And please, they must not, not to support us when we are there, in parliament. Then the last issue. I don't know that they do not support BEE. What is it that they have in to replace BEE, and how is it going to work?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mawande. Brian in Cape Town.
Good morning, KG. I believe I have to be very quick here.
Yes, please, Brian.
Look, basically, number one, all the capitalist parties in this regime are all differ tactically. They all claim to have the best answers and the best way of managing the economy, but they all agree in principle that the capitalist system must remain. But that's aside from our point. Now, main point is why they should be, or any other party for them, should be better at ruling the country or governing the country, is that you won't have a parlor, a president that trades illegally or has illegal trading in American dollars on his farm, and trading in a foreign country is illegal. The looting of state assets, the Guptas, the state-owned enterprises, the arms deal, nothing has been resolved. And no one has been thrown in jail for all this looting. Trillions of dollars have been looted and stolen from this country's coffers since the Kudesa. So I think, but on the other hand, I do believe that people should vote for the opposition. This is the opposition alliance, not one party.
So get to your question then, Brian. Get to your question.
No, my question is a response to your comment when you question him about what makes them better. The fact that there will be no parlor, the Guptas, etc., and the arms deal.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Butana here in Rosebank. Hi, Butana.
Hi, good morning, my sister KG. One question. The Nazi scheme, Nazi Spanish scheme, at some point his view was a dodgy scheme. Is it now a good idea, or is it too complex for him to tackle?
Okay.
Because he never mentioned any word about it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Butana. Billy Masha Koskukune. Hi, Billy.
10% of Africa's economy is in Gauteng. So how is he going to deal with the influx of both black and white illegal immigrants? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do you want to respond to those calls, Funzi?
Yeah, I think when it comes to disability, we do have candidates that are going to parliament, and we're going to have more of these candidates going into provinces and also into municipalities. We are the only political party that has a disability forum, which gives a voice to the disabled South Africans to participate in our policies, crafting and participate in our activities. We are bringing inclusive economic empowerment, which will be anchored around the Opportunity Fund. The Opportunity Fund will be made up of money that will be collected from big businesses, excluding SMMEs, because we want SMMEs to be able to have a space to be able to operate without the hindrance of paying for compliances and so forth. So this Opportunity Fund will enable us to be able to support small businesses. businesses. We are going to get close to about 55.6 billion in the first year in this opportunity fund, and it is going to assist us to support the young people who want to start businesses, ensure that those that want to go to school, tertiary education, they get funding as well. We're going to ensure that we build infrastructure, very, very important towards creating jobs and creating a 5.8% economic growth by 2029. Is the issue of infrastructure development in all the municipalities that will be running in Gauteng here. So we want to turn Gauteng into a construction site. When you go out on driving on the road, you should be seeing construction happening, whether it's bridges, whether it's buildings that are being constructed, that have been taken over from hijackers, given to small businesses, given to big businesses to be able to build, you know, affordable housing, SMME hubs, student accommodation. So it's going to be a construction site, Gauteng. And I'm sure even the entire country, you'll see a lot of infrastructure being built.
So you say give us 5 years, right?
Yes.
So we're going to the elections. It's 2024. So what will Gauteng look like in 2029 if Action SA will be in charge?
Gauteng will have halved the unemployment rate. By 2029, it will really have come down to about 18%. You will see South Africans being able to walk on the street here in Johannesburg without any fear.
Will I be able to go jogging at 10 p.m. at night as a woman in South Africa?
We want that to happen. We want that to happen. Uh-huh. We want to make sure that we deal with illegal immigration, that all the shops, these shops that we are having in townships that used to be run by Ntate Mwekezi and Ntate Ngobeni, they are now run by people that we don't know. We want to give them back to South Africans, support SMMEs so that we can be able to create jobs.
Okay. All the best.
Thank you very much. And much
33 days. Is it 33? 33 days to
yes,
go.
Yes.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Funzi Ngubeni, Action SA's Gauteng Premier candidate. It's 11 and Musa standing by.